The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Now, welcome back to the 9 till noon show this Wednesday morning. It's Michaela Clark in for Greg Hughes this morning. A listener says, do away with the price of the bins and go back to lifting people's rubbish every week. We pay property tax, which should cover this. Thank you. Father Pat McGarvey was also very supportive and helpful from the minute of the explosion. That relates to a discussion we were having earlier with Deirdre Garvey from the Irish Red Cross, and that Creaslaw Support Fund was wrapped up at an event last night, and a number of people were recognised for their support in the immediate aftermath of the explosion. And the listener says Father Pat McGarvey deserves a mention there as well. Reality is that the traffic congestion had got a lot worse since the so-called upgrade to the Lifford Approach Road. Don't know who is in the planning or the councillors, but someone needs to try and fix this with some urgency, even if it required getting Garda, etc. to direct traffic at certain times. Yeah, absolutely. Traffic is shocking, another listener says. So many people erred avoiding the town as a result. Heard avoiding the town, I presume that is, as a result, the state of the bollard and roundabout with overgrowth and weeds, it's embarrassing. The weeds in Letterkenny town is a disgrace, another listener says. The four lanes is totally overgrown. The councillors should be ashamed. Bet the ones that built all the bonfires over the areas for the 12th didn't clean up their mess either. Another listener says that person who dumped her rubbish, it needs to be named and shamed. There was a video online in relation to that, I think it was over the weekend, but as Councillor Paul Boggs was saying there, it is an issue that is being dealt with by the police, and I suppose we have to, at this moment, let them do their job. Catherine Connolly for President. She is smart and articulate for all citizens, whereas Maria McGuinness does not represent the people of Ireland, but is for Fine Gael entirely. I do think Catherine Connolly, I really loved her as a Cancorla, and I do think she is a great politician. Anybody else have a view on who they would like to see as president, or who maybe you would like to see run? We discussed earlier about maybe Mary Lou McDonald also throwing her name into the hat there. Michaela, why is there no Donegal flags around? I've been all over the county and I'm very disappointed. I was just discussing this earlier this morning. I think there's a great buzz actually about the county with Donegal now in the final, and driving in this morning through Lifford, there was huge banners out, and I think there's a great buzz, but maybe it's just the areas that I'm in. I am from Tyrone, and I know they were kicked out at the weekend there, but in the lead up to that, I didn't think that there was as much of a buzz as maybe previous years when Tyrone anyway had gotten that far. But I do think there's a bit of a buzz around Donegal, and it's great to hear, you know, the songs on the radio, and yeah, it's great, exciting time. Another listener says, it was not much better. Had to go to Letterkenny for two appointments. It took nearly an hour to get there from Remelton. Second time I went through Kiltoy, but only a bit better. That relates to the traffic in and around Letterkenny. We need somebody to stand up and take decisive action. I think I read that one earlier. Whoever is planning the roads in Letterkenny needs to stop. They're spending millions of our money and making an already bad situation a lot worse. 45 minutes to travel from Colum Dillon car sales to Newton Cunningham. Junction at Newton Cunningham dug up, blocking both Clay Road and Birch Road on one of the busiest days for travelling due to the Northern Ireland bank holiday. Genius, says that listener. Yeah, I've seen the photos as well on social media of the tailbacks there. It was crazy. 90 minutes, this listener says, it took them to get from Alcorns to the Clanree. Hi, Michaela. James here in Glasgow. Referring to yesterday's show, I also come over about 10 times a year via Cairn Ryan with my dog. There's no checks in Belfast when leaving the ferry. Yeah, I'm not sure, I didn't hear that discussion yesterday, what the exact situation is there with dogs as it relates to travelling over. We're going to be talking shortly about the Road to Croker and the special Big Match Countdown live show, which is being hosted by Highland Radio at the Clanree Hotel in Letterkenny this coming Monday at 8 p.m. And don't forget, tickets are selling fast and you can purchase them for €20 on our website, highlandradio.com. Hi, it's the 9 till noon show this Wednesday morning. I'm joined now on the show by Oisin Kelly, Highland Radio's head of sport, who has donned the Donegal colours. Good morning, Oisin.
Aha. Good morning, Michaela. How are you doing?
Good, good. We're talking about the Road to Croker, and you're on the Road to Croker.
Yes, we're on the road to Croker. We're actually on the road to Croker now because we're making our way to Dublin here because we've obviously a lot of planning has to be done for the upcoming events, which we're going to tell you all about in just a minute, in Dublin, Michaela. So we're en route at the moment. And the road to Croker is, of course, in association with Highland Motors in the Mountaintop in Letterkenny. But we're going to release details, more details on our big match countdown, which, of course, is taking place next Monday night at the Clanree Hotel. It's going to be a fantastic night. It's going to kick off our coverage on All-Ireland Final Week, Michaela. And listen, we've got a few big hitters coming along on the night to be part of our expert panel, and we'll get their expert views on this huge All-Ireland Final, which, of course, Donegal is heading into against Kerry on Sunday week, the 27th of July. But next Monday, I can confirm that we will be joined by a host of previous All-Ireland winners, the likes of Eamon McGee from Donegal in 2012, of course, lifting the Sam Maguire and getting his winner's Celtic Cross medal. Tony Boyle was an All-Ireland winner in 1992. He will be joining our panel. And with a couple of men coming from our neighbouring county, and I'm sure their views on the game and the season and how Donegal are progressing will be very, very interesting indeed. Ronan McNamee is an All-Star, and he won an All-Ireland with Tyrone in 2021. So Ronan will be joining us. And we got him a bit of backup as well. So we did. And no one better than Mr. Gavin Devlin, who was an All-Ireland winner with Tyrone in 2003. And of course, he went on then to become Mickey Hart's right-hand man for a number of years. So there's a bit of history, obviously, with Tyrone and Donegal. And Gavin Devlin has been very much prominent in that. So well, he's going to join us next Monday night as well. And certainly it will make for an interesting night, that is for sure. Also on the bill, we'll be speaking to the likes of Frank McGlynn, an All-Ireland winner in 2012. Martin McHugh will be joining us, lifted Sam in 1992. Anthony Molloy, of course, was the captain, the man that brought the Sam Maguire back to the hills for the very first time. He took to the steps in the Hogan stand on that famous, famous day. And Anthony's coming along and we'll be speaking to him as well. Also on the show, Ryan Bradley won an All-Ireland in 2012. We were down actually on the show recently with the Score programme, and Ryan was telling us some of the stories about times gone past with Donegal. We'll hear more about them with Ryan, of course, and how this game is going to pan out. And also, Maureen O'Donnell is joining us, because Maureen is an All-Ireland winner herself in her own rights, was part of the Donegal ladies team that won an All-Ireland title back in 2003. And we're not finished there yet, Michaela, because we will, of course, have our usual Highland pundits will be joining us, and two men that know a lot about Donegal football. Brendan Kilcoyne, of course, who is one of our co-commentators for the Donegal games. And John Gilday, a former star midfielder with Donegal, will be dropping along as well next Monday night. Brendan Devaney and myself will be hosting the event, and we're going to talk a lot about football. And obviously, there's a huge line up there, so there is. And we'll be talking a lot to these former All-Ireland winners and the football experts. But we're also throwing in a bit of enjoyment with live music. David James told everybody the last day on air that he will be coming along. He's going to sing us a Donegal song, David James. Darren Boot's got a new song out. He will be on stage. And the brilliant David Craig will also be coming along to sing us Comeback Sam Maguire 2025. So there you go. That is the lineup for next Monday night, Michaela, for the roads to Croker as we kick off All-Ireland Final Week. It's the big match countdown live at the Clanree Hotel in Letterkenny, and there's going to be a massive crowd. The tickets have already been flying out the door. Don't forget, if you do go to the event, you'll be in with a chance of winning a Michael Murphy Sports Donegal goodie bag. So if you come along, you're in with a chance of winning one of a number of Michael Murphy Sports goodie bags, and there'll be a couple of surprises in it as well. The tickets are €20 for the event, and they're on sale now at highlandradio.com. And we are, of course, on our road to Croker, supporting the Donegal Team Training Fund. And on Monday night, we're going to support the North West Special Olympics as well and make a donation to them. So, listen, it's been teed up for a fantastic evening as we kick off the All-Ireland Final Week with Highland. And you can join us all the way. Next Thursday night, we're going to be bringing the Score programme out on the road to a club in the county as well. And then we're in Dublin, on heading to Croker next weekend, the 26th and 27th, where on the Saturday nights we're going to be live from the D2, of course, which is at the Hardcourt Hotel on Hardcourt Street. It's Donegal's home away from home. The McGill family, of course, own the hard court, and everybody from Donegal is going to be going that direction on Saturday night, and indeed on Sunday as well for the full weekend. And there may be a surprise announcement coming along the way in the next day or two.
Exciting.
Round about the hard court as well. So do stay tuned for that. But Donegal supporters, be in Dublin for the weekend. Come to the hard court the Saturday night of the final. We'll have an up for the match from 8 o'clock. We'll be speaking, of course, to the Donegal supporters and the Donegal fans. We'll try and get a word with a couple of football experts as well from down around in Dublin. And if you're there, there's going to be a few giveaways. We've got retro Donegal jerseys from the 90s. A few of those to give away, courtesy of O'Reilly Sports. Myself and Brendan Devaney might actually get kitted out in them as
nice.
Well. But they are available online. Are they available? Not online. On the night, so they are. They're available online and on O'Reilly Sports too if you want to purchase one. So that's happening Saturday night. Michaela, hopefully not taking up too much of your time
here.
There's one other event. We're heading that direction now. We're going to the Bonnington to meet the guys down there at the Bonnington to organise things for our big final breakfast. We're going to have a live show from 11 to 1. We're encouraging all Donegal supporters that are either in the city or that are coming from the north and heading to Croke Park on All-Ireland Final Day, make your way to the Bonnington Hotel. Another hotel, of course, that has a very, very close association with the county of Donegal. Come get your breakfast. We'll be in the big function room in the Bonnington. They'll be serving the breakfast, get fueled up for the big game. And at the same time, we're going to bring Mr. Greg Hughes along with us. He's not going to do a 9 till noon show. We're going to have a Donegal fan-based program live from the stage in the function room in the Bonnington Hotel. And there's going to be some brilliant live music. We'll be talking to the supporters. There's going to be a wonderful atmosphere, and there'll be no better way to build up to the big match. And of course, after that, then we're going to hightail it down the road off to Croke Park, and we'll have the All-Ireland final live for Ian Highland. And Michaela, fingers crossed, if we won it, there'll be lots more to come after that too.
Yeah, so I am. I'm nearly converted, Oisín, listening to you here.
Well, you see, we had to bring a couple of troll men onto this panel just to keep you happy,
yeah,
Michaela.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody had texted in earlier saying that they didn't see any flags around, but I think there's a great buzz in the county for this.
There is a group. Funny, I was talking to a man this morning coming down the road that's going to give me a hand tomorrow to get Highland kitted out. We'll have to get the flags and the button up, Michaela, but you can see it starting to build. Next week, the flags will be out. The bunting will be out. It's all this short turnaround, Michaela. It makes it very strange compared to when we were previously involved in the final. But the message is to the Donegal supporters, you know what? Get your flags out. Be it in your house, be it in your businesses. Get the bunting up. Get behind this Donegal team because they have an opportunity to do something here. It's not just for the group, and Jim McGuinness talked about that last night when I spoke to him at the press conference. Obviously, the group are doing this and they want to do this.
Just lost Oisín there, actually. Hopefully he'll come back. But the Roachy Croker big match countdown, as you heard Oisín, the panel launch there. There's a few throwing ones in there to keep everybody happy. But I think these panel discussions, and even, you know, Oisín was out last week at a school in, I think it was Carndonagh, but I think it's great to hear how people prepare for matches, you know, what the feeling is within local clubs, the excitement building, and, you know, there's so many events that Highland Radio has planned. So make sure to get on board with that. So that is Monday coming. The Roachy Croker Highland Radio. It's in support of Donegal GAA Team Training Fund and Northwest Special Olympics. So the big match countdown is on at the Clonry Hotel in Letterkenny on Monday, the 21st of July at 8 p.m. Oisín Kelly and Brendan Devaney will look ahead to the game with an expert panel of guests, and there will be live entertainment featuring David Craig and Darren Boot. And don't forget, also up for grabs is a number of Michael Murphy Sports Donegal goodie bags. Highland Radio's Roachy Croker is in association with Highland Motors Letterkenny, and tickets for that event, as you heard Oisín say there, they are selling fast, so you can purchase a ticket for €20 on our website highlandradio.com. and I think it's great, just, you know, so many players and so many people that former players that have won an All-Ireland medal, to hear their input, hear what they think, you know, what Donegal can do, the support out there. As I said, I could nearly be converted myself. I don't know, my mum would probably kill me if I says I was turning to support Donegal. But it's a great buzz, no matter who I think is in the All-Ireland final. I'm joined now on the line by Michael Doherty, owner of Seafront Restaurant. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So, Michael, unfortunately, water, we hear so many stories about water outages, but unfortunately it hit yourself yesterday and you had to close the restaurant, is that right?
Yes, we had. We had no water whatsoever, so nobody could, with the B&Bs, couldn't even brush their teeth because there was no water coming to the taps. Naturally, financially, we were hit terribly. The staff all had to go home. We pieced out some of them to do cleaning and stuff, but I mean, we couldn't have. We have up to 50 staff here, and you know, it's impossible to put a number on it or anything, mm-hmm. because we can't quantify who's going to come in the door and who's not, or what they're going to order when they come in. But it was, you know, a substantial amount of money, of course. It's I think the lack of urgency, I guess, is the mm-hmm. word. And what I'm hearing from the county councillors, again, I must say, like Charlie, Martin, Ali, Albert, Porrig, Jack Murray, Joy, they all, Councillor Bradley, they all have been engaging with me and on the phone and emailing. Mm-hmm. And they can't get any response from Irish Water. These are councillors that have been elected.
Yeah, and you believe they would have that direct channel, and it's not their fault. It's obviously the issue between Uisce Éireann and themselves.
Well, they're being treated, in my opinion, with contempt. To be honest, like they have no satisfaction. They're having great difficulty. Martin was on the phone again to me this morning, and he said he had some luck with them, and sure enough, we have water this morning. Now, Irish Water did deliver a bowser here yesterday around about 3:30. Mm-hmm. But that's not much good. You know, sitting in the back street, all we could do is boil up pots of water to wash dishes. And then, you know, we're going to have to do them again today because obviously they weren't sterilized.
Yeah.
We were just, you know. So we're going to have to do them again today because they, as I say, that the machines won't work if they're not hooked directly to a water supply. Filling mm-hmm. it up with boiling water is one thing, but it doesn't work properly without a supply of water.
And Michael, is this something that has happened before? Is this a repeat occurrence?
Oh, constantly. Mm. I mean, I think the most silliest thing that I heard was the lights blinked twice last Saturday within a space of 15 or 20 minutes. Mm. And that in itself was a little bit annoying. We had things going on here. We had a kind of a mini festival of Jika Jika music. Mm-hmm. And that was affected, of course, by the lights going out. But more importantly, nobody knew it because we have 7 storage tanks. The water actually was not, had been turned off, but it transpired that it actually was that somebody had forgot to reset the pumps because there's no waterworks engineer local. Ever since Charlie Duffy retired, he was absolutely fantastic. Right. He kept us going. He could switch us from Keener Reservoir over to the Black Mountain Reservoir, and he would keep us going, as best he could. And working with the local county council, of course, at that stage. He wasn't, as I said, like, we had somebody to reach out to. We have nobody to reach out to in Irish Water. We have to call, I guess it's a call center with some foreign national who is, difficult to understand on the phone.
And it's the difficulty not having that local rep, because they understand, absolutely, as you highlighted there, they understand the workings of the network and, you know, where they could redirect water flow from.
Absolutely. And they know everybody personally. You know, I think it's, he mentioned to them your town land, he knows exactly where the problem is. And like there's no messing around. And the county council were brilliant. Whenever there was a situation like that, they responded immediately. And, you know, one of the big things is communication. And like we're telling people, well, the water's supposed to be on at 3 o'clock or the water's supposed to be on at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We got up this morning. Thanks be to God. Everything seems to be back to normal.
But you don't know either going to bed last night if it is going to be on. Yeah, you don't know how to prepare for the following day.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. And we just don't even, you know, I would be suspect about the quality of the water, but that's a whole different animal. I don't want to get into that right now. The it's very difficult to explain to people. And you have to. We just had to shut down because it was just going to get... First of all, we shouldn't have been open at all, but it happened while we were into breakfast service at the time.
Right.
And that's when we realized that we had no water. That's when everything went dead. So we had no hot or cold, and that's to say, like, with all our we have additional storage in, and that it took a while to go through that, but once we went through that, we had no backup whatsoever.
Yeah. Michael, stay where you are there. I'm also joined by Councillor Ali Farn. Good morning, Councillor.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much. Councillor Farn, unfortunately, this is something that's affected yourself as well.
Look, I live in Malin Head, as everybody is well aware. But like this last while, any shows nearly like the Sahara Desert, unfortunately. And, you know, like there's water outages in Moville, and I think there was one in Burnfoot or whatever as well. Yeah, the lack of water in 2025 affects a lot of people.
And it's just not sustainable. You heard Michael talking there. You know, you simply can't prepare for the next day. And how can businesses function like this?
Well, I was out yesterday and I actually was talking to Michael, and I went over to Seaview Tavern to deliver calendars. And it was one of the saddest sights you could see, in truth. There was seven or eight staff probably sitting outside, and that was always in the place. The place was, you know, a place that's normally buzzing at this time of year. This is the 12th week, for heaven's sake. You know, Donegal is, you know, we set ourselves as a destination for tourists. We try our best to promote tourism. And, like, over the years, we've been doing fantastic work, like, you know, Lonely Planet Awards. And we have T-Bex coming here now in September, which will hopefully help drive the tourism industry in the whole of Donegal. And then yet... On Monday morning, all I heard on Highland Radio was water outages in the west of the county, water outages in Anishone. You know, like, we have Malin Head, one of the top visitor locations probably in Donegal. We have a public toilet block that has been closed yesterday and remains closed as of yet today because the water pressure hasn't built up enough to be able to open it. So what is it to visitors when they come, you know,
but that's it. You, as a local, and us, say, in the media, putting out these water outage alerts. But tourists, you know, they're not going to be tuned to Highland Radio all the time. They're not going to see that there's water outages. So they might just say that these facilities aren't up to standard.
I'm not giving out about Highland Radio for putting it out, because it has to be. The message has to go out that, you know, Irish Water, who... As a councillor, as a rookie councillor, I've got the opportunity to meet Irish Water once since we were elected. I don't know when I'm going to be able to sit down in a room with Irish Water next. I haven't a notion. To be able to highlight the concerns of all the areas that I would represent. Yet, you know, when the water goes off, my phone rings to say, when's the water coming on? And, you know, we are endeavouring our best to be a media, but it's not right that you know, Irish Water are not putting the infrastructure on here to this area. You know, they don't have the staff. Like, you heard Michael talk about a gentleman who's retired. He hasn't been properly replaced. There's a boy covering for him, but he's also covering other areas. So we need more staff. Irish Water need to put staff into this area so that we can remedy problems very, very fast. Like, on last Sunday, the water was running in Malin Town all day. Nobody was there to turn it off onto the Monday morning, which meant that the reservoir was leaking all the time overnight. These are simple things that Irish Water could do better. They need to... There's there's 400 metres of pipeline up the road that was to be replaced 3 or 4 years ago. That hasn't been replaced, you know. So that's the issue at the moment. The government serves our water supply to a body that are at the moment not fit for purpose, in my opinion. And they're leaving a very, very bad taste in this area. Like, I was speaking to a lady who was down in this area for a week's holidays and was left on Tuesday morning or yesterday morning because there was no water. You know, that's I own a caravan park, which is well known, and a lot of the people would be down there this week, and a lot of them have left to go home. And it's not just me. It's the knock-on effect to the local shop, to the local restaurant. So, you know...
But that said, they might question then, should we keep our caravan in this area, you know, if this is going to be, you know, repeated, if there's going to be repeated outages?
Yeah. It is concerning. Like the site last night at Seaview Tavern on a beautiful evening where you would normally have 40 to 50 people sitting outside, and it was ghost town. And, you know, because they can't open. Like, what does that say? Like, ice machines don't work with no water. You know, toilets can't be flushed. And remember this. We're here talking about the tourism. Like, the local people here are suffering as a result. The people who can't turn up for their shifts and don't get paid because there's no work for them. The likes of the farmer who can't, that has cattle in the field with water troughs that they're paying water rates for as well, and they're not getting water. So there's a knock-on effect right around that, you know, people with children can't make bottles or can't, you know. So it's Irish Water need to do better. Throughout the county of Donegal, because if you, as a councillor, and you're at some of our meetings, Donna, Irish Water seem to be an elephant in the room all the time, but they're
everywhere.
They're invisible.
Yeah, and even, you know, I was at a recent Glenties Municipal District meeting, and, you know, they're saying again, they were talking about houses for Fulcara, and, you know, they just can't get that meeting with Uisce Éireann to decide exactly what's happening, what's going to happen in the future. And it's just, it is that knock-on effect, the housing, the tourism, you know, the local economy. And I suppose it comes at a time now when the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities has decided that water charges for businesses are going to increase, but you don't even have the water to pay for.
Well, I am one of them customers that, and if you're a week late with your payment or 2 weeks late, they're able to make contact with you, but you can't contact them. That is the, you know, they're faceless when it comes to problem solving and things like that. So, and like other councillors are saying to me, because I'm new and I'm a rookie, they're saying, you know, look, you may forget about them because they can't, they're not helping us in one bit. And, you know, people, like, as a representative for the 100% Redress Party, we were elected to talk about defective concrete blocks and things like that. As a result of no water, you're spending your time, you know, making phone calls and trying to get bowsers here and trying to, you know, but if they have somebody local that we could contact that was answerable to us, that we could help, you know, because we all have social media nowadays. But my ask today is that, you see, everybody who be without water, without phoning your councillor or your TD, we all should be phoning Irish Water. Irish Water have phone numbers on their website. Just Google it or report it on the website, because until we become statistics, you know, that X number of people, X number of people have reported a fault, we don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, my sister lives in Bray, and she was telling me yesterday, she says she's there 20 odd years. She remembers the water being off once, just
That's
one
crazy.
Time.
And, you know, we hear about it literally every single day. Michael, back to yourself. How do you feel about the proposal to increase water charges whenever you're and you were left in this situation yesterday?
I think we pay about $5,000 a year in water rates, somewhere in that region. Yeah, it depends, of course, what we use, but we've always been paying for it. And well, quite frankly, it's ridiculous. Like, we're paying for a service that we don't have. And it's worth mentioning, going back to the previous caretaker, when that electric blinked on Saturday, it was the pumps that had reset, and nobody knew this.
Right.
The local man, Charlie Duffy, never let the reservoir go below a meter of water. So there never was an airlock, ever. And he made sure of that. And with a five-year-old could have fixed the problem. Didn't take a person with a degree to fix it. All they had to do was push a button to reset the pumps. And that didn't happen. And that's why we ran out of water yesterday, because of the knock-on effect from that. When the reservoir completely emptied, the pumps had shut off because of the electric being down.
Mm.
I mean, that would not have happened had the local guy been involved.
Yeah, no, it's totally unacceptable. And just, you know, the cost of business is so high as it is. And, you know, missing out, as Counsellor Farron was saying there, it's the 12th weekend. There's so many tourists. We talked about the traffic in Letterkenny. You know, they're going right over the county. And, you know, there was the queues out through Newton Cunningham. So obviously there's so many people travelling to Inishowen. And then for, you know, there to be no water, it's crazy for yourself as a business owner.
I've been all over the world. And that's the most beautiful place that I've ever seen. And that's, I know I'm biased, but like Inishowen is just postcard.
Yeah.
All over the, every place has got a beauty spot. It's fantastic. And it's a lovely, I mean, it's a gorgeous day here. And thanks be to God, we're up and running again now. But like it's, you know, we shouldn't have to fight for this.
No,
this is a right, and even if it wasn't a right, we're paying for it.
Absolutely.
What the heck? I mean, we'd sink our own well cheaper.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we can do that tomorrow, and we probably will have to do that because we just know that Irish Water is going to let us down again. They've let us down so many times this year.
Mm. Is that something that you feel, Michael? That have to put resources in place yourself?
Well, what else can we do if we're going to stay in business? I mean, we can't depend on these guys at any time.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. I mean, the 12th week is huge now in Donegal.
Yeah.
Huge. And people leaving the north, and the weather couldn't have been better. Normally, that's one of our biggest concerns. Well, that wasn't our concern this year.
Mm.
You know, there was the water and We had a mini festival here where Sana had organized with music, and it went on for, wasn't my style of music, but it was huge. There was, I think there was 265 people that had tickets to it, and there was probably at least 100 tents in the field behind the house. I mean, and we had Waterloo set up and all that. But still, like, that's not fair to the rest. You know, as Ali said, your ice maker doesn't work. You know, your dishwasher doesn't work. Your glass washer doesn't work. Nothing works unless it's getting supply.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming back to Irish Water. And, like, the business is so seasonal. Like, we go from naught to 60 and overnight. And you know, once we go back into the September, It's winter mode, you know. It's all about, you know, we just don't, you don't have the population, you don't have people traveling. And it's worked out great for our staff, because when they're on holidays and everybody else is on holidays, they have plenty of work. So it's complimentary. I've had one of the fathers come to me and say, thanks very much for giving my daughter a job. She wouldn't get the job if she wasn't any good. So she's it's her money. She's entitled to it.
Yeah.
And he says, but thanks very much. And I said, well, I didn't build the restaurant for you, but I'm glad you're getting a shake out of it.
Yeah, and then to be met then where, you know, they can't work because of the water. Councillor Farron, what is the process in terms of, as a political representative, making representations to Ishkeran? Is it just the same as anybody?
We get a special phone line that we're allowed to, that take 7 to 10 minutes just to get through with pushing A and pushing B and one thing and another. And we make our representation to somebody in a call centre.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how we interact with them. The officials, I asked one of the top officials with a big yellow shiny coat one day for a phone number so that I could contact him, and he wouldn't give me the phone number. He says, you're meant to phone the call centre.
Right.
So that is how we... Now, we have to be careful here. We're not running down the local staff who are working damn hard and know of the problems and are working Saturday nights, Sunday nights, as well as working all week because if they get an emergency. the local person who's out trying their best. My anger is directed at the management.
Yeah, that's it.
That are not delivering the right service to this area. I made acquaintance with one of the guys who is dealing with this area locally, and he can help me out with a bit of information from time to time. But his job is not to look after the Malinhead water supply or the Malin water supply or the Glengad mm-hmm. water supply. But he can help me. But I do believe that we need somebody more local, maybe for any show. We have a big fancy centre in Cairn that we should have staff from Irish Water in it and that are able to help out and be on the ground quicker so that our reservoirs are not running down. All right, we had a dry winter, but for a country like Ireland who it rains quite a bit, mm-hmm. This water should not be an issue. And as Michael says, when I get a chance, I head away, and I'll be away quite a bit. And I've never, ever been told to turn off a tap anywhere else I've ever been, mm-hmm. you know. And unfortunately, the minute we get 5 or 6 exits open and mal pressure drops, you know, so, you know, it's a bit prehistoric, for want of a better word.
Absolutely.
That we can't have a proper water supply in 2025.
Because surely in this day and age, there could be something that, you know, we could harvest the water that is collected during the rainy months. You know, it just seems to go into the reservoir and whatever it goes then. But, you know, there must be something that they can be done to.
I think the statistic is over 50% of the water in Ireland is lost through leaking. That says a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have 400 metres of pipe lying in a field up the road that... And it's only 400 metres. A right contractor would put it in 2 or 3 mm-hmm. days. Even he took a week. But that would alleviate a lot of our breakdowns. And then in turn, that breakdowns, you wouldn't be paying overtime for staff to come out on a Saturday or Sunday to try and fix it. And, you know, it would just alleviate a lot of problems. And in turn, we're looking to get that road tarred, but the council will not tar that road because of the breakages that are on that road. Because there's no point in them putting a lovely tarmac on for the Irish Water to be digging it up the next week. So there's a major issue with infrastructure, and Irish Water are, in my opinion, to blame. Every time we're looking about housing and planning and one thing and another, the biggest issue is, will Irish Water be able to supply water? Mm-hmm. You know,
and everything appears to be years down the line. It's going to take, till 2028.
Be the time it's all done, I would imagine.
Councillor Ali Farn and Michael Doherty, owner of Seafront Restaurant, thank you so much for joining me. I'm also joined on the line by Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, you live in Castlefin.
I live in the Castlefin area, and twice in this last month, our water has been just as the same as if it came out of a potato field. 19 years since I first complained about it, mm-hmm. and we know exactly what's wrong. It's the pipes that are rust, full of rust, and need to be replaced. That's the bottom line. And we get no warning. I had on a big washing, nice white washing, and somebody shouted, "Oh, the water's dirty," so I had to run straight and turn the machine off. Mm. And the same last week, same happened, and you couldn't wash your teeth. The toilets are all rotten, dirty, and I don't know what the rest of the pipes in the house are like, but it's just unreal that nobody is doing anything about it.
And you may as well, if the water is in this condition, you may as well not have water.
Well, we would be far better if we had a well somewhere. Mm. At least you could depend on it. But no, it's quite annoying now. And I'm sure I'm not the only person in the Castlefin area that has had the same problem. But I have a bottle of water here, and you can see the sediment in the bottom of it. It's full of rust.
Yeah.
So I have a bottle of water here for anyone to see.
And
I have complained to Irish Water, and nobody has done anything about it, or they've contacted me and said they were sorry about it, but that's all.
And, you know, like the likes of yourself having to redo a wash, there's people, you know, with young children, there's people with health issues that, you know, they need to shower daily. They need to be with their baby, you know, make bottles, whatever. And it's just, to be living in that.
You couldn't give this water to any person. You couldn't make a cup of tea, coffee. You couldn't do anything with it on the day. You just have to go and buy bottled water and that's it. And then the following day you have to go around cleaning everything, all the toilets and anything that there's been water through, washing machine. It's very unfair that in this day and age that it hasn't been seen to.
Yeah, definitely. And what does Irish Water say to you whenever they whenever you do contact them?
Oh, they wrote me a letter and said that they would contact me about it. You know. But I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
So, and then last week it was the same thing. And even at 10 o'clock at night I went to wash my teeth and I couldn't wash my teeth.
Crazy.
So, and if you had anyone coming to the house, you would be ashamed.
Yeah, you just can't prepare for anything.
You can't. You can't. And you can't let anyone drink it or a child because it's going to cause disease. Or it's definitely going to cause problems. So that's my complaint about it.
Well, Mary, thanks so much.
Thank you for highlighting
for joining
this morning.
Thank you. And I suppose the more people talk about it, the more hopefully Irish Water does listen. So that's why it's always important and we feel, you know, we like to give people a voice there. So there might be somebody listening that could help those who are either without water or, as Mary was explaining there, their water source is totally unreliable. Now, we were discussing water there just before the break, and Councillor Michael McClafferty has received an update from Uisce Éireann, and he was discussing water outages in his area earlier this week. So the response says, as you know, Uisce Éireann had scheduled meetings with the members of both the Letterkenny and Glenties municipal districts this month. However, due to a lack of available dates and other commitments, these meetings were postponed. Given the proximity to the annual workshops for elected members and Uisce Éireann management, Uisce Éireann have now proposed that all queries are dealt with at these scheduled meetings in September, with the 10th and 11th being proposed as dates. For those who are without water, or like Mary, who, you know, on occasions her water runs brown, to be left until September to be able to even raise these queries, never mind get an answer or for action to be carried out, is a very, very long time. A listener says there are townlands out past New Mills that have had serious water issues for a year now, when we always had a great water supply before that. The more elevated the connection, the less power and often no water you have. Even lower levels only have a trickle. Trying to speak with Irish Water about this is like trying to get through to the Kremlin, that listener says. And that's the issue as well. If there's a water outage and supply is restored, the higher elevated you are, the longer it's going to take for that supply to come back to you. Another listener says, water off every few days in Quigley's Point area due to burst pipes. I live in the Ballybuffet area, this listener says. Our water pressure has been very bad recently. The water has turned brown and you couldn't drink it now. You can't use the washing machine either. We have to use bottled water. We have visitors over and you can't drink from the tap. I wonder what kind of effect you know, the water does have then on your, say, your washing machine, your dishwasher, your appliances like that, that use water. We were discussing flags. A listener says, not enough flags on Main Street in Buncrana. We were discussing about the buzz around Donegal being an All-Ireland final, and I was saying that there does appear to be a buzz, and, you know, I do see loads of signs out, and Oisin Kelly, our head of sport, was joining us earlier, and he was encouraging people to get them flags out and support the team. And there is a great buzz, and, you know, over the next week, excitement will build. So get the flags out is the message there.